All right, we got to present the people who inspire us, those who do good and those who are trying to lift up the community. It's a fantastic story out of Plum Borough. It just is. And it's not the first time, and I do want to get into that as we advance through this interview. Let me bring in right now Peyton McCune. She owns the Lulo's Pizza in Plum Borough. Hi, Peyton. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for asking, and thank you for jumping aboard for a couple minutes today. SNAP benefits, government shutdown, all that kind of stuff could stretch into next week, and people could go hungry. But in your neck of the woods, you want to do something to stave that off. Tell me what you plan on doing next week.
So it's actually going to start this week, maybe as soon as today. But I had took to social media because, as you know, in this day and age, that is how you spread the word. That's how people find out about things. And that's how hopefully not just me, but the hundreds of people that are backing this are going to be able to help hopefully hundreds of, you know, people in this case. But I am specifically looking to help kids in the area. You don't have to be in Plum. You can be in any of the surrounding areas. I don't care how far you are. But I am looking to collect and also purchase just items that kids typically want to eat. So I'm trying to, because, you know, we have food banks and everything else, and those are absolutely wonderful and a staple, and we are very lucky to have those. But I just don't want kids that are, you know, accustomed to having certain things just not have them at all anymore. So people were already dropping off different donations of, like, different snacks for kids. I went out and started purchasing things to make meals, like a spaghetti dinner with meatballs and chicken nuggets for kids and like tacos, all kinds of stuff. And the amount of people that have jumped on board with this and are trying to help is amazing.
People can find you on social media, Lulo's Pizzeria in Plum. Listen, your life hasn't always been easy. You're open about that. Is that the a lot of the thrust behind this and the kind of the impetus as to why you give back?
Yeah, it is. That's definitely part of it, and that's why my focus is usually kids to start with. But also, this dates back probably 5 years, 2020, during the pandemic. But when I had decided to do something that I thought was very small in my eyes to help people, the amount of people that have helped me grow not only as a business but as a person and been able to, like, network and help more and more people. So that's kind of the reason that has helped me grow, why I do what I do, just because so many people want to help and they never know how to do it. And I'm just kind of like that connection that can help them make a difference for somebody else.
I reached out to a friend that I have in Plum, and I said, I was going to have, what's the story with this young lady who owns this pizza shop? And she said she showed up at Rustic Ridge more than anybody else did, or just as much as anybody else. You have a history of giving back. Is it important to you, not just in the Plum community, but for everybody? And tell me about that tragedy. Oh, I think we lost. We're going to grab her right back. 866-391-1020. She's going to call right back. Margo is grabbing the phone right now. I think her phone dropped off, and I see Margo on the phone. Yeah. But anyhow, be sure to get in touch. It's Plum Borough. It's Lulo's, L-E-L-U-L-O-S, and she's fashioning Peyton right back up to get her on the phone. I think her phone dropped off, but it was a good question. I'm going to ask it right again, so you're going to hear it twice in just a second here. But I do commend business owners who step up like this, because it does make a ton of sense. There's Peyton again. I was in the middle of asking this question. It was our fault, I'm sure. I think I hit the wrong button. But I asked somebody in Plum, Peyton, okay? And I said, when I was thinking about having you on, I said, what's the story with this young lady? And this person said, you know, whenever Rustic Ridge happened, she stepped up as big as anybody else in our community. You'll never forget that. Tell me about that and just how big it was for you to be there for your community and do it again now.
So that day was, oh man, a completely awful day. I remember, again, social media, the power of social media is, it can be, you know, for lack of a better word, it can be a blessing or a curse. And when I found out what would happen, which was literally within like minutes, I posted on my page that this is what I had heard and first responders are heading on scene and, like, we need to get them water. We need to get them this. We need to get them that. And it was within 5 minutes that people just, like, came in like droves of donating to that. And then, I mean, it was just a domino effect. And I didn't think, again, I was just spreading the message along saying this is what they need. I didn't do anything directly initially, I was just trying to let people know this is what we need to do and come together. And I don't know what it's like outside of Plum, really, because I don't get out much anymore, but it's a really special community around here. I mean, when people need something, everybody comes together.
What do you anticipate in the next 24, 48, 72 hours? And how? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you? They hear this story. They listen to KDK right now. They say, oh, SNAP benefits are going to run out. Yeah, there's kids that live, you know, wherever, on Leechburg Road or this place or that place, or not even in Plum's district, that benefit from these. I want to help them out. What is the best way to get in touch with you?
So I want to reiterate that they don't necessarily have to get in touch with me, because I want to make this bigger than just Plum and the surrounding areas. So if you know of restaurants in your area or, you know, small local businesses, and you can reach out to them and say, hey, listen, can we set something up like this here where people can come and get stuff? But if they are looking to help people specifically in Plum and they don't want to, you know, deal with anybody else directly, then they can message me on my Facebook page. Or they can email me at, it's easy, it's plumpizzaqueen@gmail.com. I'm really hoping that, you know, more communities and businesses and, you know, people just in general can come together and do the same thing, because I have no idea what to expect in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, I think paying it forward and cobbling as much as we can is probably the item of the day, just in case, depending on how long this ends up lasting, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what a lot of families have reached out to me via email, and I'm trying to work with them to figure out, you know, exactly what their kids like to eat and what they do need versus what the kids want to have. And I'm trying to individually like box things for people so that hopefully this doesn't go on too long, but this isn't just like a one-time thing. I want to be able to do this, you know, weekly for people until hopefully the world goes back to normal.
Yeah, it's nice. And I'll tell you this, I talk about politics, I talk about current events. It's nice to hear somebody, and I'll just say this, that I don't want to say leaves the politics out of it, but just wants to help people. I don't know what the deal is with the government. I'm not going to get in the nuances of that, but let's make sure people are fed, and there's no politicizing that. It's just, let's get it done. And it seems to be like that's what you're doing.
It is. And that's what helps people come together. And, you know, whether I don't care what side you're on, and I don't talk about politics, I commend you for doing so. But different people have their different beliefs. But one common thing that people can really agree on, especially, is when kids need something. And that's why I'm really focusing on this, because whether people believe it's the left side, the right side, the middle side, whoever's fault that we're going through this, they will want to come together, and they all have the same goal where they don't want kids to go hungry and go without.
You're doing a great thing. I mean that. And a lot of people feel the same way. I appreciate you taking some time today, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of responses to this. Thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's commendable. It just is. It's she's using her platform. We talk all the time about social media and how toxic it is and how awful it is. And she's using her platform to push forward a springboard to be able to help people. That's how it's used. It's fantastic stuff. Lululo's Pizza in Plum. That's owner Peyton McCune. PatynMcCune. CUNE. Get in touch with her. Or as she said, maybe it's the impetus to go to another local business and see if they'll do the same thing. Cobble boxes, donate meals, do all that, and find out who's on these SNAP benefits that may not be getting them. Great, great stuff from her. Man, I'm still... That's great stuff. It just is. We talk about the negative. There's a lot of negative. There's also a ton of positive in the world. I'd love to showcase stories like that. It's good on her. 866-391-1020. Listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand that yellow van. All right. Oh, I do want to... I still have to tell that story, and I will, of somebody that deserves to be punished. And also, there's no shame in doing something. We're shaming people for something. I'm going to bring that to you this hour. Top of the next hour, I don't know what to make about this White House ballroom. I'll discuss, though. Mike is in Carnegie. Hi, Mike. Hello, Mike. Goodbye, Mike. So we'll talk to Jack in Mount Lebanon. I know he's always there for me. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
Great. Getting ready for the weekend. Can't wait. Going to be dreary and cold, but that's okay. That's the season we're in. Are you feeling better after that shot?
Yeah, but I slept too long last night. That might not have been the shot, though.
It might have been No, it may have been the full beer, not just the shot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm going to tell Margo I'm going to cheer her on this weekend. I usually don't listen to the radio on the weekend.
Me either.
But I'm going to cheer her on and have a few for her.
Mm-hmm. A few. Not that early, though. She starts at like 6 in the morning or 5:40 in the morning or something on Saturday. You won't be up then.
No, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know?
Certainly is. Absolutely, positively. When they said it's 5 o'clock somewhere, though, did they mean a.m. or p.m. or both?
It doesn't matter to some people.
Pretty good call. Like down at Jack's on the south side.
I've never been there.
You've never been there? They named a bar after you, and you've never been there.
No,
You've never been. It's right on Carson Street, down by Sass Stadium.
Nope.
Couple blocks up. Yes.
Never been there.
You have never been to Jack's on the south side.
Nope. That's why God invented the suburbs. He doesn't want people to go into the city.
Yeah, that's not true. You live like 3 miles from the city.
I know. The last time I've been to the city was when I quit going to the casino, it took all my money.
So that's why you quit, honestly? You quit because you were losing?
Oh, yeah. It took everything I had.
What did you play?
Played the slot machines. Blackjack.
And blackjack. Penny slots, quarter slots, dollar slots, what?
Well, you put your thing, your card or money in the machine, mm-hmm. You bet from a penny to a dollar or $5.
Oh, the multi-denominational ones, yes.
Yes, sir.
Do you like, which one, Wheel of Fortune? You ever play that one?
I can't remember.
Gotcha. Did you, when you went down there to play the slots, would you drink as you were playing them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time. Did you get one of those rewards cards that you'd put in?
Yeah, and my sister drove.
Oh, well, good stuff. Did they ever give you free stuff?
Yeah, but it wasn't worth anything.
All you got was a hard time and an empty wallet, it sounds like.
Yep. And then you go get a $9 beer, which is, you know, a regular can of beer, 16 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to get, it's $10.
Yeah, you got to give a tip.
Yeah.
I go back long enough, I remember in Vegas where they used to give you a free drink if you were on the gambling floor.
They didn't give you anything free at Rivers.
There we go. There's your ringing endorsement for Rivers Casino this weekend. So get down there, have a great time, play some slots, bet on the games, do all that. Jack in Mount Lebanon, right there, the new spokesperson for Rivers Casino. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Coming up next, I saw a guy do something today. This has been multiple times, not the same person, where this doesn't get called out enough for being a total social sin. I'll explain in just a little bit. Here we go. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. I saw a total social sin that I'm going to get into in just a little bit. And we got to stop shaming people for something. I'll get into those in just a little bit. Top of the hour, I do want to talk about the ballroom at the White House, the East Wing. I'm going to take this call, though, for probably 94 to 97% humorous reasons. David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Well, how are you, Colin? I was interested in the issue of selling out America, depreciating America with Donald Trump. The ballroom is only one taste of it. You know, the guy is a currency speculator. He's been a currency speculator for decades. And just before he got inaugurated, he decided to create the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, where he was going to take the gold of America and buy Bitcoin with it and then try to balance the world's economy that way. So he had no loyalty to the U.S. dollar, because right after that, he creates a Trump coin, and he creates a Melania coin and a Don Jr. coin and a Doge coin. No loyalty to the U.S. dollar and no loyalty to America. He's a currency speculator. Their game is to depreciate economies so that they can buy up cheap. It's part of vulture economics.
Right. The only thing is, though, places like MicroStrategy and Metaplanet, one a Japanese company, they were sort of at the forefront of that corporate Bitcoin adoption. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying that as a primary treasury reserve asset, it's not unheard of.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that the U.S. penny is going to be worth more than a Bitcoin.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying it's not unheard of like you're laying it out to be.
Well, con artists are con artists, and currency speculators are con artists in a global scale. The World War One was dragged on by currency.
And what else you got? Anything? You got anything else? Because I don't feel like talking about Bitcoin, and I just gave you my opinion on it. I'm not into it, and I wouldn't invest in it, but it's not something that he's not the only person of that opinion in this world.
Well, I tie this to the bulldozing of the East Wing in the White House. A good part of America's value is in its history.
Yeah, is it? Well, stop right there. Then we got a conversation. A good part of America's value is in its history, right?
Right.
What about the Columbus statues around this country?
Which ones?
The ones that are covered up or got taken down.
Well, if you start looking at Thomas Jefferson's architecture in the East Wing versus some Klansmen who came up with those
statues.
Statues.
So what Klansmen? What Klansmen came up with Columbus statues? I think you're getting white people mixed up on purpose.
No. In the late 1800s, the Klan started to reemerge, and they started demanding that the statues.
So it wasn't Italian Americans that erected Columbus statues. It was Klansmen.
Some of them, yeah, okay. and the fact of the matter is that the Klan were the ones that put them in the town square.
Columbus statues, not Stonewall Jackson, Columbus.
When you're talking about the statues that were torn down, many of those were created by Klansmen.
I've had enough. So we want to talk about American artifacts and things that are patently American. But we can't talk about Columbus statues, right? We can only talk about a ballroom in a place that, one, is antiquated, and two, other presidents have put their signature on and done things to and have manipulated such architecture. Again, I want to talk about that at the top of the hour. And people conveniently forget that it's all privately funded. So there's that. You know what I saw today that was a total social sin? Total social sin. Tell me if you see this joker, what the right reaction is. I was a little bit too far away, and it's not my place, but it is grating. I see this, I don't know, 2-3 times a year. If you've ever been to Sheetz in the morning, like between 6 and 9 in the morning, you know what I think of? The late, great Mike Lang, when he would say, it's like bees buzzing around a hive. That's what Sheetz is like between 6 and 9 in the morning. The parking lot is bonkers, crazy, insane. I saw a joker a couple pumps away from me that pulled in, red Mustang, okay? Little older one, not like a new, maybe about 10 years old. Pulls in, gets his gas, leaves the car. Goes in and gets his breakfast, as there are no fewer than 7-8 cars, some work trucks too, because that's a big time for work trucks, roofing guys, plumbing guys, all that, you know, the trades. They're waiting to get the next pump. And my man left his car after he pumped his gas and went in and got all his breakfast stuff. How do I know this? Because I was waiting on another car, and then I pumped my gas and conveniently left. And that whole time, I watched this whole interaction. That is a social sin, a big-time social sin, one that should be met with a heavy hammer. You can't do that. There's no law. You're not going to get cited. You're not going to get pulled over. You're not going to get a summons. But what you're supposed to do is pump your gas, and if you then want to go in and get a coffee and a breakfast sandwich and stuff like that, get back in your car and pull it forward to a spot and vacate the gas pump. The gas pump isn't yours after you're done pumping gas. That space is then allocated to somebody, particularly if it's a busy time, who wants to then pull in and pump their gas. That's a real unaware or selfish move. It just is. Social sin. Awful move right there. Don't be that person. Because I may not out you and read your license plate number, but I'll talk about you on the radio. And just don't be that person. Awful, awful, awful selfish move. All right, here we go. So much happening. Man, now it's crazy. You know, everybody's been complaining about these chairs that we got because they're too short, like too short, dollar sign for the S, too short. But anyhow, like two people got that, but they laughed. I hate to admit this, but I'm actually starting to grow accustomed to these shorter chairs because it allows me to rest my elbows. If you're watching on the video, on the video stream YouTube page, KDK Radio on YouTube, it allows me to sort of rest my elbows and hunch over, which doesn't provide good posture. Might get osteoporosis or whatever that's called. Need to drink my milk. But I'm hunching over some, but it's very comfortable now that I found the way to manipulate this shorter chair. And it's not as terrible as it once was because I've figured it out some. And just in time, I bet we get other chairs and we'll be sitting higher again or something. Top of the hour, I do want to get into that East Wing situation with the ballroom. And I can't believe these bozo people in the NBA are gambling and got caught gambling. There's just a ton more to get into. First, though, I like talking to this guy, Dan in Mount Pleasant. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Colin. How you doing?
I'm good. What of Fetterman? What's his ceiling? You'd know better than me. You study this stuff.
Well, I'm starting to like the guy because he basically comes out and speaks the truth. But I want to take a step back and let's look at the bigger picture. Help me out. Make sure I'm right. Right now, the federal government is shut down, and one of the main priorities, there's more than one, but the top of the list we're shut down is because of health care subsidies, correct?
Yes.
Okay, right then and there, that just should prove to the American people what an absolute 100% failure government-run healthcare is, because they are deciding about the subsidies. Now, we have this subsidy we're debating over, and people can't get their food subsidies through this SNAP program, which is what Fetterman's talking about. So we have one subsidy we're debating about, which is hindering the other subsidy. Now people can't eat because they're fighting over healthcare. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. If you are so poor that you cannot afford to take care of your family, how much money should you be forced to take out of your salary to put away for a retirement fund? 5%, 10%, or 12.4%? I'll make my point.
Yeah, you make a really good point.
Yeah, 12.4% is what Social Security forcibly takes from your paycheck. Here's my question.
Well, here's the before you move on and ask your question, I think that in just studying this and looking at it, giving a cursory glance, there's no question that private health care plans offer a wider range of, like, included services, and they also make it much easier for policyholders to access the care they need.
That's right.
I mean, it's just fact.
Here's the other side of it. All these free, we're going to subsidize health care. We're going to subsidize these food programs. We need an administration to run the Social Security. You know where they get part of the money to run all this? From the tariffs. Isn't it ironic that we're complaining about tariffs so we can have all these freebies over here, but the tariffs are being funded by the people to run all the free programs? I mean, it's time to just put this nonsense aside and let the free market sort these problems out. That's my solution.
I would agree with you, and I think Fetterman is going down that road, and pretty soon he's just going to shout that from the mountaintops. But he's pretty close to that. It's a fantastic study in speaking what he thinks is the truth and not necessarily falling into party lines. I wonder if they're going to primary him at some point, or it's going to be the end of days, or he comes out of this as being a champion for the American people and actually gains more steam. His political future is actually a sub-story in everything that's going on right now. It is. I do want to talk about this ballroom because I'm conflicted a little bit. And I'll explain at the top of the hour. Also, I do need to tell you about shaming people for one thing, because we're doing it too much. And I'll explain what that is in the 5 o'clock hour.